Okay, this is Graham Thickens on the exhibit floor of Structure again. It's the afternoon break, and I ran into John Hagel. How you doing, John?
Hey, pretty good.
You're with Deloitte Consulting now, and then you mentioned it's been 3 years since you've been there.
Yeah, I run a research center called the Center for the Edge, which is I run with John Seely Brown, the former head of Xerox.
Oh, sure, yeah. Oh, wow. So do you guys hang out in the city here, or are you down in the valley, or where are you?
We hang out on airplanes most of the time.
Oh, yeah. So. You're doing the worldwide thing.
I usually see him on Sundays when we get together here in the Valley, but otherwise we're on the road.
So are you advising a lot of clients these days on matters related to the cloud, I'm sure?
Yeah, both on the provider side as well as on the user side. So it's playing both sides of the fence.
Sure, you bet. Well, you know, that's it's everywhere, you know. So how did you think your panel went yesterday? I thought it was great. Were you happy with it?
Yeah, I was pretty pleased. I think we really did stay true to the mission, which was to focus more on the business side of the cloud than on the technology itself.
Yes.
And I think there are a lot of important issues in terms of what are the economics of this opportunity. Is it strategic or is it just a lower cost form of operations? And so I think we covered a fair amount of ground.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do have...
Whoa, that's the danger of doing an interview in this room. We'll hold off for a second
from
here.
Zuora and one from Equinix.
I don't edit these, by
and
the way.
Three workshops going on upstairs. Still
my blog upstairs. Readers are going to love this. But anyway, yeah, I imagine there's hardly an enterprise client that Deloitte has that isn't looking at the cloud, right?
Now, everybody's looking at it, some with fear and others with anticipation and even others with skepticism. I think it's a pretty broad array of reactions.
But it really is a senior management issue as opposed to just an IT or opportunity, I should call it. Yeah.
Well, that's very much our perspective. I think for a lot of senior executives, they do have a tendency to say, well, this is just low-cost IT outsourcing. That's what I have a CIO for, so we'll let the CIO take care of it. And we're trying to actually convince them that this is actually a very significant senior executive issue.
I liked your statement about risk-reward yesterday. I just remembered that. I tweeted that. Recap what that for folks.
Well, I think it deals with a natural psychological reaction we all have to great uncertainty, which is we tend to magnify the risk, the perceived risk, and diminish the perceived reward. Within a large enterprise, typically, the role of the CIO has become more and more to focus on the risk associated with new technology and new investments, and that's an important role. I don't want to trivialize or diminish it, but on the other side, particularly when there is so much tendency to magnify risk already, there's a real need for some executive to stand up and give words to the opportunity that's out there and the reward that could be available through this investment. And ultimately, it's about the two of them working it through and achieving a reasonable arrangement that's going to manage the risk but also effectively target the opportunity.
That's great insight. And as I said on Twitter, that panel really made the whole trip worthwhile. I'd have been happy if the event ended right there, you know. But it's great running into you.
Thank you.
I'll tell my friend Steve Larson I ran into you.
I appreciate it.
Have a good rest of the show here, and
excellent.
We'll see you again soon.
Thanks very much.
Okay.